Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some wheat news and cover all the ag events coming to our area. But first, March is National Nutrition Month. Eating healthy can be a challenge for busy lifestyles, but small changes can benefit your overall health. K-State University food specialist Karen Blakesley encourages daily physical activity and replacing some foods with more nutritious options. The concept of nutrition includes choosing healthful foods. Then after consumption, the body breaks the foods down into the nutrients that provide fuel for our bodies. For example, a fresh orange would be more nutritious than a can of orange soda. Blakesley suggests keeping fruits and vegetables easily accessible, selecting whole grain products, drinking water or unsweetened beverages, and replacing salt with spices and herbs. Improving health at home, school, or work can look like setting reminders to get up and move around every hour if possible, or using the stairs at work to add more movement. Use these tips to help improve nutritional decisions at home. Plan meals and snacks. Make a grocery list to match that plan and stick with the list. Eat a variety of foods from all food groups. If fresh produce is not available, canned, frozen, or dried can be a good choice. Avoid meal plans that specify restricting certain foods or food groups. Learn to cook at home and make it a family activity. When kids actively help prepare meals, they are more likely to eat what they make. Remember that food and eating nutritious food should be a happy occasion to create memories and traditions. In my ag news, winter wheat is beginning to break dormancy, and the Kansas Mesonet is a tool to help track the crop development. The output of the model provides a probability of the first hollow stem occurrence, both in early and late maturing wheat varieties. Wheat first hollow stem is the stage when there is about 1.5 centimeters of hollow stem growth underneath the developing wheat head. This is the beginning of the stem elongation, and for hard red winter wheat, it occurs in the spring after winter dormancy. This stage is important for dual-purpose wheat growers because it is an optimal time for grazing termination to maximize forage yield while minimizing grain yield losses. The rationale is that up to this point, grazing cattle only remove foliage and consequently yield losses due to the grazing are very modest. However, beyond this point, grazing can affect the developing wheat heads, increasing the potential for yield reductions due to the grazing. And in my gardening news, some gardeners will be planting their potatoes this week. Also, the Master Gardeners and Friends will have their third of four spring educational programs here at the McPherson County Extension Office, and it'll be March 23rd. Sedgwick County's horticultural specialist will present the program entitled Improving Your Lawns. The McPherson County Master Gardeners will be sponsoring an Earth Day plant swap on Saturday, April 22nd from 9 till noon at the 4-H building. All kinds of plants, including vegetables, flowers, bulbs, seeds, and even gardening tools, can be swapped. All of this will be free. Bring your plants in a container and label them with as much information as possible, including the height, color, sunlight preference, and watering needs. Even if you have no plants to share, come join us anyway on Earth Day, April 22nd. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Extension Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.